The Super Tuesday results as seen in today's stock market numbers. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. In early trading, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 502 points, 1.9%. The S&P 500 up 1.5%. The NASDAQ up 1.3%. The stocks began spiking as Super Tuesday results started coming in, showing Joe Biden's strength in many of those primary states. Analysts say this reset the mood after the Dow fell 785 points, or 2.9%, yesterday. Market players say there is a bet here that a President Biden represents less risk to Wall Street than a President Sanders. But that's just one way to look at it. Marketplace's Andy Euler has more.
Biden took 9 states yesterday, including a surprise win in Texas. That outperformance helped lift the stock of healthcare companies like United Health, one of the largest health insurers in the United States. Traders had been down on healthcare equities when Medicare for All proponent Sanders was leading in the polls coming into Super Tuesday. The thought is that Biden's policy proposals would do far less to shake up the status quo than the more progressive ideas of Sanders and Senator Elizabeth Warren. In fact, Ritholtz Wealth Management CEO Josh Brown tweeted that stocks would be even more relieved at Warren's downfall as they are at Biden's big showing. Warren and Wall Street have been at odds in the past as her platform proposes plans to break up big banks and technology companies and also raise taxes. Some analysts argue, though, that were he to be elected, a centrist Biden would be more likely to change existing policy than a more radical Democrat. That political news comes on the heels of a move by the Federal Reserve to try to combat the negative impact of the coronavirus. The Fed cut interest rates by 0.5% yesterday, the first emergency action since the financial crisis. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.
We are seeing these healthcare stocks up today with Biden's preference for building on Obamacare versus Sanders' single-payer aspirations. Stock in the insurance company United Health Group up 12% at the moment. Anthem and Cigna are each up 13%. Susan Schmidt is head of U.S. equities at Aviva Investors in Chicago.
That's exactly right. Remember that healthcare and the healthcare industry has been one of the areas in the sector that has been buffeted the most by campaign rhetoric. So we've seen healthcare stocks trade down when we saw a surge in financing for Bernie Sanders or Elizabeth Warren, both of whom were promoting the Medicare and healthcare for all approach. I think that's really where you're seeing the market take that in stride and recognize that the threat to that is going away.
And interest rates in America. I walked in here this morning and the 10-year Treasury yield, this benchmark, was below 1%. It's a little above it now, but not much.
It has never been that low. Having that yield at 1% means that there is true concern globally and people are just looking for a place to hide.
And people are rushing to refinance their mortgages. The Mortgage Bankers Association says refis were up 26% in the last week.
Yes, and look at how much mortgage rates have dropped. Why wouldn't they be? That's actually a benefit for our economy as well, longer term. We want people to invest in housing. So this is a good thing long term for the market.
Susan Schmidt, head of U.S. equities, Aviva Investors, thank you so much.
Thank you.
In fact, this 10-year Treasury yield is back below 1% as we speak, 0.95% for the benchmark interest rate. With Super Tuesday top of mind this week, we wanted to give you an offer so super that you would not want to miss it. Give $30 today to get our brand new Marketplace t-shirt designed especially for super fans like you. Now, your support is so important to what we do, and now we need you more than ever. Become a Marketplace investor and cast your vote for independent journalism. Donate today at marketplace.org, and thank you. Now to life in China with the coronavirus. This is a country where a third of the workforce, 287 million people, work in cities far, far from their official homes in the country. Many migrants were stranded at home after the Lunar New Year holiday, and in the capital, Beijing, the absence of many migrant workers is being felt nearly everywhere. David Rennie is the Economist magazine's Beijing bureau chief. He's been covering this.
Yeah, and Beijing is actually, strangely enough, although the state media keeps telling us that the overall number of infections in China is going down, the rules here in Beijing are getting stricter and stricter. And that's because this is the national capital. It's the seat of the party and the government. This city cannot be sort of reduced to chaos. And because it's a big city that has millions of migrant workers that make it hum, the party and the people who run the city, they're kind of paralyzed. They have a big dilemma. So if you're an official who runs, you know, the local neighborhood of Maidzudiar, where I am, you've been told, save the economy, get back to work, make sure that we don't have a terrible year. But if there are any new infections in your district, you're fired or worse. And so what we're seeing is extremely strict movement restrictions and checkpoints and temperature checks, really even stricter now than last week.
And then if you go about your business in Beijing, you are noticing the absence of the migrant workers in certain cases?
Absolutely. It's now there is a bit more traffic. The metro is still empty. People are too frightened to go on the metro. You don't see kids because people are too scared to let their kids outdoors. The schools are still closed, but people aren't sending their kids to the park or the playground. And those migrant workers who would normally, you know, maybe working in restaurants or in barber shops or in those service jobs in the big cities like Beijing or Shanghai, so many of those small service industry shops and restaurants and things, they're just closed right now. If you do find a restaurant that is open, you're only allowed 2 customers per table. More than that is deemed a health risk. My own office building where the Economist Bureau is, they rang me first thing to say, are you coming back this week? Because if you do, you can only have 1/3 of your normal staff in the office, and we need to know where all of them have been for the last 2 or 3 weeks before we let them through the door. So it's very, very jumpy. And that plays against all of those instructions from the top of the machine to get the economy back to normal.
David Rennie is The Economist magazine's Beijing bureau chief. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And a private sector survey of U.S. payrolls was up higher than expected for the month of February. ADP says 183,000 more names were on payrolls for last month. The official jobs report is due out on Friday. Recapping, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is currently up about 505 points, more than 2%. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.